Yeah, I think you're on mute.
Here we go. You hear me now? So, I was saying, sorry for the delay. It'll be a shorter shiur today because we're starting late. But I didn't want it to go by without anything. So we're holding the sugya of Mechitzas Sakarim. So the Gemara brought the Braisa that Nifritz La'im Ula Gedor, Nifritz La'im Ula Gedor, is the Ashman of Le'godor, is a Kiddush V'chayi Bachar Yusuf. So last time, we started to discuss what's the reason for the Hasra. What's the purpose of the Hasra over here? We saw in the Ramban brings two sheets. The Ramban brings B'Shem Tosis, that the purpose of the Hasra is that it should be, Chayav Becher Yusuf. Because of the Hasra, he's Chayav to pay for the damage. And the Ramban explains, and the Ramban says further, explaining this sheet of Tosis, B'Shem Tosis, that Tosis holds that Garmi is only the Rabbanon. And because it's only the Rabbanon, so you're only Chayav, you did it B'mezid and not B'shagid. Prayos Tosis Chabez has a suffix about that. So here, you need the Hasra to make him into a Mesid in the Hezek, in the Nezek. So that's the purpose of the Hasra. The Kiddush, that it becomes Chayim, that doesn't need a Hasra. That happens regardless. But the Chayim Bachar Yusuf, that's because you have to be a Mesid. Chayim doesn't need a Mesid. As long as he wasn't Chayim, it becomes Chayim. For Garmi, you have to be a Mesid. The Hasra makes him into a Mesid. Taisha says it, but that's also the Feresh. Taisha says that the purpose of the Hasra is that it should be Chayim and Echayis. But the Hezbro that the Ramban says B'Shem Tosis, that it's because Garmi has to be B'Mezid and Garmi B'Shagig is Potter, that doesn't say B'Ferish B'Yosim, does not say B'Ferish in Tosis. The Ramban has a different Hezbro. The Ramban says that the purpose of the Hasra is that it should be Kiddush, because without the Hasra, he doesn't know that he has to be Goyder in Hilchas Chayim. He doesn't know that he has to be Goyder by himself. He thinks that maybe the other person has to be goyder with him. If the other person has to be goyder with him, then there's no nichus and there's not being goyder on his own. So you need a hasra to tell him that he has to be goyder on his own. Mimela, without that, and Mimela becomes kiddush and chayav echayu say everything together. But Gami per se does not have to be b'mezid according to the Ramban. The Ramban holds Gami is a deraisa. So what about Rashi? So Rashi does not say b'feirish what the purpose of the hasra is. Maybe we could glean. We can get it out of Rashi. So Rashi says, "Oymalei Gedor." Look, Rashi, "Oymalei lebalakeren Gedor atush liyesuk fanechas tfus hasada mishum chayim." So first of all, Rashi says that the content of Hasra, that what he says, what the balat tfus says to the balakeren when he's master, is you have to be goyder because otherwise the son is going to be neser mishum chayim. And Rashi goes on and he says, "Fish samach balat sada shav samach akedik kristan percheni."
So
Rashi brings a Mishnah Chavov that the Bala Ilon has to be marked. When there's no Geder, the Bala Ilon has to be marked. So now, if you read the Rashi without looking up the Mishnah Chavov, the impression that you get is that the reason why the Bala Ilon has to be machik, Rashi quotes this Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Bala Ilon has to be machik. One gets the impression, the reason why the Bala Ilon has to be machik is like Rashi says at the beginning, so that is gefanim dot asir l'tvur. So that is gefanim dot asir l'sada. That's how Rashi began. The reason what you master him, be good there, so that you're gefanim dot asir l'sada. And then Rashi quotes the Mishnah that if there's no geder, if there's a geder, then they're fine. But if there's no geder, then the Bala Ilon has to be machish. Then the Balilin rather has to be mach. So one would be pardoned for thinking that must be the Mishnah over there is saying halacha in the Klayim that the Balilin has to be machik in order not to create Klayim. But if you look at the Mishnah Chavov, you see that that's not the pshat at all, because the Mishnah Chavov is not only talking about is beferish talking about not only a kerem which creates Klayim, but it's talking about all ilonus. So when an apple tree and an orange tree, all ilonus, you have to be machik from stay chaveron. All ilonus is no klayim. Klayim is only two kinds of klayim. There's kilei akerim, which is dafka by a vineyard with zorim, and there's kilei zorim, which is two different types of zorim. But an apple tree, you can plant in the middle of a wheat field, and it's not klayim. The harchok over there in the Mishnah of Chavav has nothing to do with klayim. The harchok in the Mishnah of Chavav is halacha in niskei shcheinim. that an ilon, since the derech is to plow around an ilon, because they would plow around the ilon in order to turn over the ground so that the water would get to the roots. So if you plant an ilon, so automatically in the course of tending to the ilon, you're going to be plowing 4 amas around the ilon. And if your ilon is within 4 amas of the border, then your tractor is going to be going into the stay chaveri. Therefore, this halacha, you have to be marchik the, you have to be marchik the ilon. And apparently, it counts. Apparently, it counts as giri delay. Yeah, Shaim say befer, she counts as giri delay, since even though the planting of the ilon is not giri delay, but it's the planting of ilon causes you to go around with your tractor, and the tractor is giri delay. That counts as giri delay, and you have to be, yeah, the mazik has to be mach. Akoponim, linyanenu, what's important is, it's not, the Mishnah over there has nothing to do with klayim. It's halacha stam in achokas ilon, that the tractor that services the ilon or the agola that services the ilon shouldn't trespass and damage the 4 amas of stei chaveri. So what's going on in Rashi? Rashi is posuk b'klayim. Rashi starts off that your master that your klayim shouldn't ask the whole field as klayim, and then he quotes the Mishnah Chavav that says that the Baal Ilan has to be machrish, nothing to do with klayim. So I think the pshat is pushed. The hasra itself. The way Rashi understands it, the content of the Asoy is that you have to tell him, if you're not going to be geider to Mechitza, my whole field is going to be ruined. And you're going to have to pay for it. So that's the Asoy. The Asoy is on the damage that's going to be caused to the whole field. Because that's what you're going to be tevayim afterwards, is the damage for the whole field. But then Rashi goes on and he explains, how does the Balatfua with what right, because the Balatfua come to the Balakarim and say, Balakarim, you have to be good there, because otherwise you're going to find them, they're going to create Klayim, and they're going to ask the whole field. Why is it on the Balakarim to be good there, to be good there any more than on the Balatfua? After all, it's the problem that we raised, the Me'iri raises. It's a mutual thing. The Karim asks the Tfua asks the Karim. So why does the Balatfua come to the Balakarim and say, you should be good there? Why can't the Balakarim say back to the Balatfua, no, you should be good there? Or they both should be good there. Why is the whole onus of being good there on the Balakarim? So something the Iri said as a kashrut, the Iri says various things. Maybe it's talking about that the Kfanim don't have any grapes. It's not the grape season. The Kfanim are empty. So the Balakarim is not really being nizoy. Or maybe in Klayim, the Tarevis is more ascribed to the Balakarim because it's the Kfanim that's spread around. The Ilan just grows straight up. The Tua rather just grows straight up. Or maybe it's a field that the Derek is to plant for. And therefore, the Balakarim is considered to be the one who's being Mishana. Various three approaches in the Me'iri. How to explain why the burden of being Goyder is on the Balakarim and not on the Balatfua. I think Rashi's telling me a different reason entirely, not like the Me'iri. Rashi's addressing this problem. Rashi's explaining why is it that the Balatfua is master of the Balakarim, not the other way around. Even though it's had Klayim, L'chayra, everything's going to become Klayim. The Karim's going to become Klayim, and the Steilin's going to, and the Steilovin, the Sadatfua is going to become Klayim. The reason why the Balatfua is master to the Balakarim is because even if you took away the issue of client, Dalmihoch for the fact that it's client, and the field is going to be Nesrael's client, the Balayilun is the one who's not allowed to be here. Not Mihilchus client. Mihilchus client, they both have a problem. Mihilchus client is mutual. But take away Hilchus client. Midin Achokas HaMachareisho, the Balayilun is not allowed to be here. The Balatfua in a normal field that's not klayim. You have an apple orchard next to a wheat field. The apple trees have to be dalet amos away from the border. The tfua is allowed to go all the way up to the border. So therefore, the Balatfua could say to the Balakarim, Balakarim, you're a Bal Ilon. Your karim is not allowed to be here. Nothing to do with klayim, even without it being klayim. Your karim is not allowed to be here. It's an archokas and machareshim. So therefore, the burden of archokas on you, not on me. That's why the Balakarim, the Balatfua is the one who says to the Balakarim, Balakarim can't go to the Balatfua and tell him to be Marchit. Because the Balatfua could say back to the Balakarim, why should I be Marchit? I'll cry him. you have to be machik even without it being klayim. You have to be machik regardless of whether or not it's klayim. You have to be machik mitzad dar chalkas amachareisha. So you be machik, and then mimel it'll be good for klayim too. But the tefiah and the bala, but the bala ilan has a the bala tefuah has a tefiah sachoka and the bala ilan that has nothing to do with klayim. So that's why the bala tefuah is able to be master to the bala kerem. You're the one who has to be klayim. Okay, so if that's the case, that the reason why the bala tefuah is mastering the bala klayim is mitzad hachokas amachreisha. That's what Rashi brings in the Mishnah Chavav. So why does Rashi say at the beginning that the story is that the whole field will be nesa? Why Rashi say at the beginning that he's master of the bala tefuah, is master to the bala kerem? You have to be good there because of hachokas amachreisha. Why does Rashi bring in that the Hasroya is the content of the Hasroya is that the Bala Tefuah is to say to the Bala Kerem, you should be going there because otherwise my whole Sod is going to be Nessa. My whole Sod is going to be awesome. Somehow it's Sirif Adorim and Rashi. The Bala Tefuah says to the Bala Kerem, be going there because you're the Bala Machresh, you have to be Machrik and Machresh. But the Hasroya has to include that if you're not going to be going there, the consequence is going to be that my whole Tefuah is going to be Nessa. My eye. So I think this goes back to the fundamental question of the Rambam. What's the reason, what's the purpose of the Hasra? Is the purpose of the Hasra for the Kiddush or the purpose of the Hasra for the Chiyuv HaChai is to make him amazed in the Garmi? If you learn that the purpose of the Hasra is to make him amazed in the Garmi, like the Rambam says, B'Shem Tesis. That means without Asra, the guy could say, I didn't realize that the whole tefuah is going to be Nessa, that the whole Sod is going to be Nessa. I'm not amazing. You have to tell him, no, the field is going to be... Well, let me, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me pose it as a question. If the purpose of the Asra is, like the Ramban says, B'Shem Tosfos, in order that he should be amazed in the Nezik, because without the Asra, I don't see him as amazed in the Nezik. So what would be in the following case? You have a Kerem. It's next to a tefuah. It's next to a field of tefuah. The mechitza fell down. The bala tefuah comes to the bala kerem. The bala tefuah says to the bala kerem, you should be goyder. You have to be goyder. Because if you're not going to be goyder, your mechresha is going to damage dalet amos of my field. Okay. So he doesn't listen. He ignores the asra. And then, a few days later, Bala Tefuah comes to Bala Kerem and says, look what happened. You weren't going there. My whole tefuah is Nessa. I'm giving you I'm sending you a bill for the destruction of my whole field. Is he amazed or is he a shagig? Is the Bala Kerem amazed in the Nessa or is he a shagig in the Nessa? If you assume that you need to Hasra in order to become amazed in the Nessa, if you assume that not everybody knows that there's a Nesek over here. You need a Hasra to make him amazed in the Nesek. That's the underlying assumption of this Taisus. It's not self-evident that not being guided, the fence is going to ask the field. You need to be mastering. So you're mastering. The Bala Tefuah said to Bala Kerem, you should know, you're Machresha, you're planting chromium over here, chromium are trees, you're going to have tractors running around, your tractors are going to damage, if you let your tractors in, you have to move your Gefanim, because otherwise it's going to bring in your tractors, the tractors are going to damage Dalet Amos of my field. And they're going to cause thousands of dollars of damage because they're going to be machiv dalet amos of my field. His field is huge. He has a field of many, many acres. So the bala ilan ignores it. And now comes back to bala tefuah and he says, you weren't goyder, you made klayim. Now my whole field is damaged. You have to pay me millions and millions of dollars because it's not just the dalet amos of my field that was damaged. My whole field is out the window. So he's not. I don't think he's amazing. And I think it's still a question. Why is he amazing? He's only amazing in the Dalet Amos. If the Dalet Amos were damaged by a Machresha and that, he would be amazing. But he's not amazing. What makes him amazing in the damage to the rest of the field? And the Amos is not even, he's not even amazing in the Dalet Amos because the Asra in the Dalet Amos was move your Kromim because otherwise your tractors are going to damage my field. So the Bala Kerem could say, okay, I didn't bring in any tractors. I heard what you said. Yeah, it makes sense. So I figured I'm not in a big hurry to be going there. Till I'll be going there, I'll be going there next 6 months from now. Meanwhile, I won't bring in any tractors. I won't cause your field any damage. So he's not amazing in the So, and then the guy comes to me and he said, no, but the whole field became Klayim. So where's the Hazogah? Where's the Amazigh? That's not Asura that can make him into Amazigh. So Kochach, the Asura has to be, has to include the part of what you, part of what the Balatua says to the Balakarim is that you have to be Goyde, because otherwise he's going to Asher my whole field, and my whole field is going to the tune of millions of dollars is going to be Nizik. And you're going to have to pay for it. So, so that's why Rashi starts off that the content of the Asura has to be Shulah Yeshu Panecha as Tvosik. Otherwise, not amazing in the Nesik. Rashi, but Rashi then, but Rashi still needs to add. Why can't the Bala Karim say to the Bala Tfuah, why should I be Goyde? Why don't you be Goyde? So that Rashi explains, no, part of the time over here is what the Bala Tfuah is saying to Bala Karim is, Bala Karim, first of all, you have to be Goyde, not me. Because it says in the Mishnah Chavov that the Bala Ilonois has to be Goyde, not the Bala Tfuah. So the din in Lo Yachbar is that the Bala Ilon has to be Marchik, not the Bala Tfuah. Nothing to do with client. So the Maisa, who has to be Goyder? You have to be Goyder. That's number one. Otherwise, the Bala Karim doesn't know that it's all on him. So you have to tell the Bala Karim, it's on the Mishnah Chavov, that you're the one who has to be Goyder. But that's not enough to make him amazed in the destruction of the whole field with Mitzvah Klayim. So you have to add, not only are you the one who has to be Goyder, but number two, because you're the one who has to be Goyder, so if you're not Goyder, my whole field is going to be destroyed. And you're going to have to pay for it. And that makes him amazed in the Nesek. That's the Poshup Shach and Rash. I think there's a hechrich here that Rashi learns, like the Rambam Shem Tosfos, that the reason for the Hasra, the purpose of the Hasra, is to make him amazing in the Nezik. If you learn like the Ramban, on the other hand, that the purpose of the Hasra is not to make him amazing in the Nezik. Maybe the Nezik, you don't have to be amazing. The Ramban holds that Gami is the Raisa. There's no difference showing you get amazing. Even Tosfos Chaval, who thinks that Gami is only the Rabbanon, Tosfos is Subic. Maybe you don't have to be a Shay. Maybe Shay is also Chayav. It's not so clear to Tosfos that that Shaygig is supported by Gami. Maybe for Gami, you could be Chayiv even b'Shaygig. Adam would loylam. The purpose of Asura is going to the purpose of Asura according to the Rabban is for the Kiddush. It doesn't become Klayim if you don't give him Asura. Why? Klayim doesn't have to be amazing. It doesn't say anywhere in Mishnayos that Klayim is only be amazing. I forgot Hilkas Klayim and I planted a Karim, it becomes Klayim. Neba Klayim is also Klayim. The one thing it says is that I have to have an Ichusul and Tarevis. I have to want the Kerem and the Tfuah to be Mu'uravim. If I don't want the Tarevis, I'm busy getting rid of the Tarevis. I intend to uproot the Tarevis as fast as I possibly can. So then it doesn't become Klayim. But as long as I'm Nichon the Tarevis, I do not need to be amazed in the Isser, and I certainly don't need to be amazed in the Kiddush, in the fact that it's going to become Osir Ba'ano. None of that requires a Hazod. So what is the, according to the Ramban, why does the Kiddush need a Hasra? I don't need a Hasra to make him into amazed. So why does according to Ramban, why does Kiddush need a Hasra? Says Ramban, because Ramban explains, because if you don't give me the Hasra, then I think that it's not up to me to be Goyder. It's up to you also to be Goyder. And therefore, the fact that I'm not being Goyder doesn't show that I'm interested in the Tarevis. Maybe I don't like the Tarevis. I don't like the look of the Tarevis. I don't want it to be a Tarevis. But I'm waiting for you to help me build a fence. So according to Ramban, it's a double poshut, that it's enough for the Balatua to say to the Balakarim, don't wait for me. You have to be Goyder, Achokas HaMachareisha. Now you know that you're the one who has to build the fence. And now if you don't build the fence, it shows that you're Nichon the Tarevis. There's no reason why I should have to tell you, in order for the Kiddush to happen, there's no reason why the Bala Tfuah should have to tell the Bala Karim, you should know that there's going to be terrible consequences. You're not Goyder, the whole field is going to become Klayim. And if the Bala Karim doesn't know, it doesn't matter. There's no din that the Bala Karim has to know that the Tfuah is going to become Osir Ba'ano in order for it to be Kiddush. Fili Ramban, I think there's a lot of apostles for Fili Ramban, that who holds that the purpose of the Hasra is for the Kiddush, is to make it Klayim. So then all the content of the Hasra just has to be, you have to be Goyder for Achotkes HaMachresh. There's no reason to be master any further and tell him about all the terrible things going to happen to the Tzvot. So for the fact that Rashi says that you do, and Rashi says that you have to tell him that the Tzvot is going to be Nessa, the whole field is going to be Nessa, so Chaychocha, that Rashi holds, like Tosfos, that the purpose of the Hasra is not for the Kiddush, but rather the purpose of the Asura is for the Chayim Bachrius, to make him amazed in the Nesek. I think that's the Shad and Rashi. He's speaking well. What about Tosfos? Yeah. What about Tosfos? So Tosfos says, I'm a little gnar. Here's the Balakarim. So first of all, Taisa says, like Rashi, that the one who has to be goyder is the balakarim, not the balatfu, quotes the Mishnah Chavav. So right, so that's similar to what we saw in Rashi. Taisa says that the reason why the onus of being goyder, remember there's three issues we're talking about here. And whom is the onus of being goyder? Who is the one who has to be goyder? Clearly the balakarim, but why? Issue number two, what's the purpose of Lasra? And what would be if you weren't mastering? Why would it make a difference? And number three, what's the content of the Asra? So what we built up in Rashi is that the reason why the Baal HaKerem has to be goyder is because of Achokas Machresha. That's why the burden of being goyder is on the Baal HaKerem. The purpose of the Asra is to make him amazed in the Mezit. That's why you have to be mastering about the damage of the whole field. It's not enough to be mastering about the Dalai Lamas. But the content of that, that's the purpose of the show. And therefore the content of the show has to be that the whole field is going to be Nesar. Because if you don't tell him the whole field is going to be Nesar, then you don't fulfill the purpose of making him amazed in the whole Nesar. That's how it works according to Rashi. What about Tosfos? So Tosfos first of all tells us that the reason why, about addressing the first issue, why is the burden on the Baal HaKerem? So Tosfos says, like Rashi, the Arba Amish Amr Lahakik Ubishul Avaydas HaKerem can have been the Perek Sheini Lakamon. I feel Rabbi Yossi, the Amr Lakamon, that Al Anizik Lahakik Katsas, we Amr Rashi Lakamon, Maydir Basi, the Giri Delay. This is called Giri Delay. Because even though the Elan itself is not Giri Delay, but the Machresh around is Giri Delay, that's enough to call it Giri Delay. Lamari, Tosfos goes on and says, why it's the Baal HaMechitza, Baal HaKerem has to make the Mechitza, and why it's his fault if he doesn't, and not the Baal HaTfu. That's the first issue. Now Taisus addresses, what's the purpose of the Hasra? So Taisus says, why don't you say Chayav Ligdor? What's this whole business? The Aymaloi, it sounds like you need Hasra. So Taisus, Tafisha Tzorech Lehasus, but Vimlehisabai Ligdor Eni Chayav Be'acharus. So Taisus says, the purpose of the Hasra is to make him Chayav in the Acharayis. Meaning, the purpose of the Asra is not for the Kiddush, like the Ramban. The purpose of the Asra, and the Tosfos holds it's Kiddush regardless. The purpose of the Asra is that he should be Chayiv in the Nesek. So what's the Pshat in Tosfos, L'chayra? Why do you need Asra to make him Chayiv in the Nesek? What happened to the rule that Adam would loyalim? Adam and Mazik is Chayiv ben B'shoigi ben B'mezit. So why over here are we only Chayiv in Achrayis? Why over here are we only Chayiv in Achrayis if there was Asra? So what's the Pshat of Pshat? Anybody? Why does Taisus hold that if without a Hasra, you're going to be potter from the Nesb? Why are you potter from the Nesb? Chayvel b'chareira, you don't need Hasra to be chayv. So what's going on over here? Poshup shot.
Does he hold like Rashi regarding Garmi?
So Poshup shot is that Taisus holds like the Ramban says B'Shem Taisus. That Garmi is only Chayiv and Mezid, not since Garmi is only Darbon, we saw Taisu HaPesik. By Taisu HaPesik was a Sufik. But Taisu over here apparently also with Dama Posh, that Garmi is only Chayiv and Mezid and not Bishag. So the purpose of the Hasra is to make him amazed in the Nezid. The purpose of the Hasra is to make him amazed in the Nezid. And therefore without Hasra, he won't be Chayiv and Achrayis. Again, the Mashmais Nais is Kiddush will be. The Tfu will be also without Hasra. Because Klayim doesn't need Mezid. Because apparently doesn't have the Ramban Svar. If you're not Masrim, he doesn't think that he's the one who has to be Goyder, so it won't become Klayim. That apparently doesn't place doesn't have. So Klayim is Chayim even with Mezid. Even without Asra, it'll be Kiddush. I'll see any Chusin is not being Goyder. You have to know what's in the Kiddush of Machlekes. Why do you see any Chusin is not being Goyder? If you were Masrim, maybe he thinks the other fellow has to be Goyder with him. Maybe Tais holds that he knows that the Avodah Sakharim is Dalet Amos. Without Asra, he doesn't realize that didn't Klayim. Maybe Tais holds that even if he knows that, even if he thinks he doesn't have to be Goyder by himself, maybe he didn't even make any overtures to be Goyder, so maybe it shows any Chusa, even if he thinks the other one should be Goyder with him. But he didn't ask anybody to be Goyder with him, so maybe that also shows any Chusa. That's so clear. Why Tais thinks that it's Kiddush without the Asra. What's the Nekudah in which he's arguing in the Ramban? But I want to stay focused on the other half, that it says in Tosfos that the reason why you need Kiddush is for the Chayav Achriyusa. So again, the Chayav Pshat is, you need Kiddush for the Chayav Achriyusa. because it's only a garmi, and garmi is only chayiv the mezid. So you need the hasra to make him a mezid in the nezik. If that's the case, then what's the content of the hasra? That's the one thing to ask about the affairs. What's the content of the hasra? Is the hasra, you better be going there, otherwise your machresh is going to damage dalet amos in my field? Or is the content of the hasra, you better be going there, otherwise my whole field is going to become nezik? If, according to Tosfos, the purpose of the Asura is that it should be chayav b'achriyusoi, which l'chayav means that the purpose of the Asura is that you should be amazing in the garmi, so then what does the content of the Asura have to be? The content of the Asura l'chayav has to be, like it says back in Rashi, that you better be going there, otherwise my whole field is going to be Nesar. And if I don't tell you that, then maybe you'll say, I didn't realize the whole field is going to be Nesar. So I'm a shaking in the garmi. So you need Asura to make him amazing in the Garmi. If you need Asura to make him amazing in the Garmi, then the content of the Asura has to be that there's going to be a Garmi, the whole field is going to be damaged. So far, Chara comes out that Tosfos is exactly the same as Rashi. The purpose of the Asura is in order to be amazing in the Hezek, in the Nezek. And therefore, the content of the Asura has to is that if you're not going to be good there, the whole field is going to be Nesa. The reason why it falls on the Baal HaKerem and not on the Baal HaTfu is because of Achokas HaMachresh. That's what comes out, but there's mamish, no airspace between Rashi and Tosfos. It's mamish the same shit. But there's a problem. Anybody know what the problem is?
Then why is Tosfos specific on Chof Beis?
Okay, that's a problem. Why Tosfos Chof Beis is a suffix? That's a terrible.
Who's the one who has the suffix over there for base?
Yes, the attack in some places is an Efshu. The Shanginami comes in there. Yeah, two places he wants to do exactly. That's Takahara. The place over here, in places of Chabez, he has a suffix about it. The place over here is saying it for Dovah Poshut. Not the end of the world, but it's Takahara. But I have a different hour. The place is closer by.
What about the second and third time?
So now you can still say Taisus says any soberly is chayav kol shah. So you could say the second and third time he doesn't think that he's the one who has to be going there. So he's still called a shaygig in the field. Take a look at Taisus and the second Taisus in the base. Place is down, why isn't this a Hezek Shein and Nikr? We're busy with Garmi issues. Place has a different question. It's a Hezek Shein and Nikr. You can't look at the Tfuah and tell that it's Chayim. No, tell a story about Mrs. Zalman that was Enikul came to him and said that so there was some Rebbe that he can look at food and tell if it's gemaisit. So Mrs. Zalman said he doesn't think that's so hard. Okay, but Akapana places it's a hezek shein nikr. You can't look at the food and tell that it's klein. So Tosfos Akasha. So why are you chayav? Hezek shein nikr is hezek shein nikr is any hezek. So Tosfos says it's down at the end. Maybe it's not a kash in the first place. Hezek shein nikr is not a hezek midiraisa, but midrabanan is a hezek. Hezek shein nikr midrabanan is chayiv. So maybe it's not a hezek shein nikr, but you chayiv anyway mishum knas. So Tosfos it can't be. So first of all, he said one reason why it can't be because he doesn't think the knas over here is shayach. Nobody's going to take his kerem and ask somebody else's tefuah because your own kerem is also going to be necessary. So there's no reason to make a safeguard, the pirates get because that would be suicidal. But then Tosfos is a different thing. Tosfos says the last line in that Tosfos says, iknasu the knas of Hezek Shein Nikr is only b'meizid, not b'shegid. So Tosfos seems to be asking, and here it's not amazing, here it's a shogeg. So it can't be it's a chiyo yechayel says the chen nikr. Because in our case, you're not amazing, you're a shogeg. So the Chayim asked, what Taisa is talking about? Taisa said by us that the whole purpose of the Hasra is to make him, first of all, stomach is, it's there was a Hasra. Taisa said there was a Hasra. If there was a Hasra, then why is he a Shagin? And the Kash is even deeper, because the Chayim of Shat and Taisa by us is, the Taisa Amid Aleph, is that the purpose of the Hasra was to make him into a Mezid, because Shoigig Begarmi is Potter. So what's the purpose of the Hasra? To make him a Mezid in the Hezek. Well, if he's a Mezid in the Hezek, then he's a Mezid in the Hezek. What's the difference? It's kind of double. The Kash is the first one we saw in the Messias. Taisa says there was Taisa says that you master him. I mean, you don't even need the Taisus. You can ask without a Taisus number out. You can ask the Taisus number base. It says, why are you calling him a Shogig? That is amazing. They told him to be Goyder, and he wasn't Goyder. Why is that not amazing? That's question number one. Question number two, it's not just stealing the Taisus. Because Taisus by us says that the purpose of the Asura is to make him Chayim and a Chayis. So the Chayim, the Havana that is, like the Ramban said, B'Shem Taisus. Because we want to make him, because without the Hasra, he's a Shogig, and Shogig Begami is Potter. So that means, what does the Hasra accomplish? The Hasra accomplishes that it makes him amazing in the Hezek. Well, if he's amazing in the Hezek, and that's why he's Chayav Begami, so then if it's for Hezek, Shanik is also amazing. If I didn't have the steer in the Tosis, if I didn't have this Tosis in Menorah, and all I had was a Tosis in base who says that he's a Shogig, and I would just ask the Kasha, why is he a Shogig? There was a Hasra. How can you call him a Shogig in the Hezek Shem Nikud? There was a Hasra. I'm on the door. So I could have said the Teretz. I could have said that Tosis holds like the Ramban, that the reason for the Gedor is for the Kiddush. And the content, therefore, of the Gedor, the content of the Hasra is that you tell him, be Goyder because of the Dalai Ramas. You better be Goyder because you're the Baal Ilan, you have to be Machik, your Machresh is going to mess up my field. But you don't say a word to him about the rest of the field being Nizek. So in the Hezek to the rest of the field, the Hezek Mishun Chaim, if he brings in a tractor and he makes damage, so that is amazing. But that's all you talked to him about. He said, you have to make a get, you have to be Machik or make a Gedder because otherwise your tractors are going to come. They're going to chew up a Dalai Ramas in my field. It's going to cost $1,000. So in that year, if he brings in a tractor, he's Chayav $1,000. That is amazing. But he's still showing the rest of the field. Nobody whispered to him a word that the rest of the field is going to be Nessa. So I could hear that Taisus learns. That's all the Oymul Egedor means. We tell him be Gedder because of the Mishnah Chavot. But we don't tell him the whole field is going to be Nessa. So in the damage to the rest of the field, he's not going to show you. So if I only had Taisus and Amud Beis, I would be fine. But then I look at Taisus and Amud Aleph, and I see the Farish, not the way Taisus says that the reason why you're master in him, the reason why you give him Masra, is in order to be Chayiv and Achrayis. Not for the Kiddush, but for the Chiyuv, that in order for it to be Mechayiv and the damage to the field. Why do we need the Asra to Mechayiv and the damage to the field? Because otherwise he's a Shogig in Dami. So then it's the Farish in Taisus. That the Chasroi is to make him amazing in the Nezek. So if he's amazing in the Nezek, so what's Taisun Amid Beis talking about? That's this big steer in the big steer in Taisus. Okay, so you have a whole Rosh Hashanah to think about it, among other things. And we'll pick this up again in Mr. Shem after Yom Tov. Maybe Shabbat Ksidach Sim Teva, good Kibbez Yah, Shabbat Teva, Tikha Seva, Sechha Seva, the Alta Chayim Teva, Mishal. Okay. Take care.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Could I maybe suggest an answer?
Yeah.